Greetings, social media wombles. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, if your computer's not working, turn it off and turn it on again. When you get to that point where you've closed your browser down, you've closed down all the resources that you can, you've done your memory clean, and it's still not behaving exactly how it should do, either a resource you can't get back, or you're trying to get your camera to work in one app, but it won't work in one app, and you know that Skype used it yesterday, and it won't give it up. So probably the best result at that point is turn it off and turn it back on again. When that comes to life, and often we need downtime, and you need to reboot, and these are all phrases that have been applied to our world in the same way that they apply to our digital processes. The question is, how long do you leave it turned off before you turn back on? And at the moment, I'm in a place of reevaluation. I'm in a place where I've got loads of learning and understanding and techniques and ways of making the web work for me. And usually what my career has been about is making those resources available to others so that they can also achieve their goal. And as a resource provider or as a stage manager working in an analogue world, that tends to be resources. And you know exactly where those resources and identifying them because they're in the script, they're in the scenario. You can work through the script and you can very easily understand and identify who's going to need what when. You collect those resources, you provide them, everything goes smoothly. You take that into more of the digital realm and someone needs a website, so you can make that and you produce that, but you know they needed the website first. The problem that I'm entering into is I don't know, or I'm finding it hard to find people who are in a position where they understand what they need. And I'm trying to find ways of finding that information without going hungry. So I've recently discovered business pain points. And if you're a business person out there and you're like, oh, I knew all about pain points all the time ago, I didn't know about pain points. At least I didn't know that there was a formal discussion and articles out there of the concept of identifying pain points. And I kind of realised that I find... that's what I need to do. So I've not done an audio boo for a while because beginning of April, I had tried to do the vlog every day April challenge and I did really well for nearly 2 weeks and then various life things come up and I just had to switch off and switch on again. And I've done the switch off and spent that time regrouping, reanalyzing where I need to go, what I need to reopen when I open up. And I kind of got that point where I'd just become reluctant to turn anything back on again. Because I kind of didn't really know what the point of turning it back on was until I knew why I was going to turn it on in the first place. Because I'm not really a digital person out of the desire to be digital. I'm digital because that's the way the world turned. And I want to keep up in the world. And I want to be present in the world. And I want to be active and useful. But I just find the digital world so dense and so noisy and so overwhelmingly distracting that I just see lots of people without a clue of where they're going. It's like watching ants running around, and I don't know whether to be an ant, but then being immersed in the chaos is the one thing that I try to avoid with all the things that I've learned and put into practice and the processes that I have around me. As a resource provider, everything that I've done in work has been working for people who have brought me on board because they've had very specific problems. They tend to have been, they want to talk to their audience, and they weren't able to talk to their audience effectively. So I help things like Twitter and Facebook. But it wasn't because I was an expert in social media. It was because those were the channels and those were the solutions to their problems. And then I've been identified as someone who's good at social media, but I'm not as good at social media as so many people who I see who are incredibly talented. And no one wants to be in an arena where they're the least talented. It's like there's... And I'm trying to pivot. I'm trying to find ways to be useful. And it comes down to this useful thing. But the only problem is I'm reaching the point where not only do I want to be useful and I want to progress with my business, but I have so little income now because of projects closing and becoming available, that I'm getting to a point where I can't even go out networking because I don't have enough money for the bus. It's just so crap. Oh my God, it's so crap. And I can continue to write and I continue to do things. But unless I solve the problem of being able to be useful and have value... Yeah, it's going to be an interesting month. So, if you've managed to make it this far, thank you so, so much. And what are your pain points? I should have probably asked this right at the beginning of the little podcast, but hey, this is Audio Boo and this is my space. This is my space to be able to just get it out there. And that's kind of what I've hit the button for today to do. So pain points, I need to start understanding what it is that people need and what they are willing to spend money on in order to serve it. You know, it's like, do people want to have more control over their email? Do people want to look professional? Do people really care about communicating effectively using cloud technologies that don't cost the earth? Do people want to understand their social media audiences in a real quantitative way by going through a follow list and actually looking at who these people are and understanding where their physical presence exists? And can you reach out to them? What relationship can you have with them that digital isn't enough? Just having a follow or just having a like is not enough. And in the past, I have been very successful in doing that in a very measured and very rewarding way. But a lot of that value has been passed on, and those people are doing projects of their own to which I can see them growing and expanding and developing, and I am so happy for those people. But then I realise that I'm still here and I now need to re-enter that cycle. And yeah, I don't really know where I'm going to turn next. I think I'm heading to a conference on Thursday called Game Changers, and fighting my own internal cynicism at the moment is a battle in itself, but I'm going for it, and I'm just wanting to just just keep that focus of pain points. And the chances are I'm going to be walking up to people and going, tell me about your pain. What pains you most about business? Help me understand what hurts you the most in your pocket, which just seems so blatant, but it just seems to be that that's what people have to do. And I need to do it. Share, and I can monetize because I've got so much to help people make the world simpler. My own world functions okay when I've got my things in place, and I couldn't do what I do without that being in place. And it's not rocket science, it's not, you know, a whole bespoke. It's about understanding the digital platforms that are around. I mean, being Social Media Womble, it's about making the use of the things that I find. And there is so much to discover day after day after day. But you can't put 10 years of discovery into your present now. And if you've been doing that, there must have learned that would be useful. But how do I make money out of that? I'm just so rubbish at making money. I can help people, I can do projects, I can make them successful, I can get audiences through a door. But does my pocket sit any heavier? No. So anyway, I had to do this, I had to get it out, and thank you so much for listening. And if you know me, get in touch. I need to talk to people. I've been doing a lot of talking on telephone recently because a lot of the projects that I am